revving your engine for a weekend. Good morning. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich, and welcome to The Conversation. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Beth Ann. As the conventional wisdom goes, if you work hard, you're going to do well, right? That's
right.
What I always heard.
Well, and a lot of us heard that one, too. And it seems to be truth, at least according to a survey that we're going to talk about right now. Now, whether you're an owner, a manager, or a staffer, you no doubt spend a lot of time at work. Americans, we're told, work longer hours, anywhere from 47 to 59 hours a week, according to several studies. And in some cases, those hours are a mark of privilege and power. But is all that hard work making for better business and translating into getting ahead? Hawaii Business Magazine released its Business Outlook and Sentiment Survey this month. Editor Steve Petranek is here with the findings. Good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, you know, let's start with something happy. Looking at happiness at work and getting ahead.
So I love my job. I'm very lucky to have a great job, but I wanted to know if other people were happy at work. So we asked the survey twice. We asked the question twice. Once to business leaders in the boss survey and once to ordinary people in Hawaii. And in both surveys, the results were very promising. 94% of business leaders said, yes, I am happy at work. I am personally happy at work. We asked the same question to ordinary people in a sample the same size, 400 people, and 83% said, yes, I am personally happy at work. That's extraordinary.
So how does that compare with what we see nationally?
Well, I didn't see the same wording nationally, but there was a survey, and it asked a similar question. Are you satisfied or dissatisfied at work? And what was extraordinary was that only 48% of people nationally said they were satisfied at work. That's a huge gap between a similar question in Hawaii. Are you happy at work?
Which seems to say that life in Hawaii is a little bit better than elsewhere, perhaps, at least if you're working. But how does that mean that you translate that happiness in your job and in many cases, from what we're told by a lot of very recent surveys, working longer hours, translating into getting ahead?
Well, we asked a similar question again to business leaders and ordinary people, and that was the way we asked it. We asked, do you agree or disagree that most people can get ahead today if they're willing to work hard? Are you willing to work hard? You will get ahead. And of local people, 61% said yes. If you're willing to work hard, you can get ahead. And that was exactly the same percentage among our business leaders in Hawaii. Now, you asked that question nationally. We looked for a survey. It was actually asked by Oxfam America. And it was asked of 800 U.S. workers making $14 or less an hour. So the working class. And they had almost exactly the same percentage. 62% said, yes, you can get ahead if you're willing to work hard in America. So as you said, there's some surveys that are showing that, in fact, compared to when I was young, it's harder to get ahead in America. The working class people, the people in the bottom quintile of income, their children tend to not get into the upper class. Only 10% of them do. If it was an absolutely fair system, 20% of them will get in. One-fifth of the bottom one-fifth should get into the top one-fifth. That only happens to at half of what it should be. And in fact, surveys are showing that upward mobility is easier in Canada, in Britain, in Denmark, in all kinds of other countries. In fact, America, the land of opportunity, is less the land of opportunity, at least statistically speaking, than it used to be.
That's a tough one for a lot of Americans to swallow. But that's coming along with a lot of other information that says that America has fundamentally changed.
Uh-huh. It has. It has. But it's that belief in hard work and getting ahead is still a very strong part of our culture. Now, of course, 61% said, yes, you can get ahead. A huge percentage said, no, you can't. You need connections. You need money. You need some special advantage in order to get ahead. And that was true both in Hawaii and nationally.
So the idea that you can get ahead by working hard is shown enough times to make people believe it, at least majority beliefs, according to this survey. But then you've got some realists who say, not so much.
And it's still possible. It's just harder than it used to be. So yes, America is still the land of opportunity. It's just a lot tougher than it used to be.
Okay, so let's look at Hawaii per se. When you looked at some of the performance of businesses, what seemed to be really extraordinary was how long businesses have been performing well. We hear, you know, some people say, well, you know, things are still a little dicey, but we're also told by UHERO continually, hey, we are in good times and this is as good as it's going to get.
I love that phrase, as good as it's going to get, because we've done the BOSS survey back to 1999. We have stats. We do it twice a year. And previously, we did it even more often. This is the longest sustained good times economically that Hawaii has ever had in recent memory. And it stretches back on the performance index, which is part of the BOSS survey. It goes back to April 2012. We have month after month after month of really good results. And, well, if you believe that things run in cycles, and economic history teaches us that, this isn't going to last forever.
So what about the optimism index?
When we ask about how their companies are performing, the 400 business leaders also tell us, what do you think about the future? And it's still at a very high rate. It's not – the peak was in 2014, early 2015, but business leaders are still very optimistic. And what that means, what it translates into, they're going to invest in more locations. They're going to hire new workers. They're going to maybe increase production. So that's all good for the local economy. What's going to hurt us? Well, 46% of them said if something hurts the local economy, it's going to be the cost of doing business. That's the big hurdle that they face.
The cost of doing business these days often means cybercrime prevention.
Yes.
And many more businesses looking at that and understanding how much more they have to invest into that.
We asked them, have you taken extra cybersecurity measures over the last 2 years? 60% said yes. Now, the good news is that we also asked the question, have you been the victim of fraud or theft in the past 2 years? Only 21% of business leaders in Hawaii said yes. So that's a very small, one-fifth of business leaders said we've been victims of crime. That's a small amount. Let's keep it that way.
All right. We'll end on that piece of reasonably good news. Thank you, Steve, for coming in. We'll talk to you next month.
Love it. Thank you.
Steve Pratonik is the editor of Hawaii Business Magazine, the longest-running regional business magazine in America, published monthly. And the BOSS survey that we just touched on is out this month.